Chapter 23, Writing the Desire of Ages. In 1858, as Ellen White first wrote the account of what had been revealed to her in the Great Controversy visions of 1848 and 1858, she devoted 52 small pages to the life of Christ. 16 of these gave a very brief review of his ministry, and 36 were devoted to the few days of the last scenes of his life. These pages were expanded in volumes 2 and 3 of the Spirit of Prophecy series in 1877 and 1878. 387 larger pages were given to his general ministry and 254 pages to the Passion Week and his closing ministry. With patriarchs and prophets and the great controversy in the field, it was planned that the work, in its preparation called The Life of Christ, would represent a further amplification, particularly of the account of the 3 years and more of the life and ministry of our Lord up to the Passion Week. To this project, Ellen White and Marion Davis turned their attention in Australia. Bible study, visions, prayer, meditation, discussion with her literary assistant, even hard thinking, all under the general superintendence of the Holy Spirit, were involved in the writing. As the two women worked together with dedicated purpose, they had at hand for reference several standard works by other authors, such as William Hanna's Life of Our Lord, and Cunningham Geikie's Life and Words of Christ. Ellen White was acquainted with Daniel March's Walks and Homes of Jesus and his Night Scenes in the Bible. Geikie's Hours with the Bible and Edersheim's works on the temple and its services and Jewish social life were known to her as well as some others. These books constituted an aid to her in her descriptions of places, customs, and historical events. It was a prevailing practice for one commentator to borrow the wording of another, considering truth common property. It could well be that some of the books to which Ellen White had easy access may have contained materials traceable to a number of authors. Ingram Cobben, in his preface to his Condensed Commentary and Family Exposition of the Holy Bible, page 4, declared, "All the commentators have drawn largely from the Fathers, especially from St. Augustine," and then points out the borrowings of one from another, naming authors so involved. Ellen White greatly appreciated the work of her helpers. Of Marion Davis she wrote, "I feel very thankful for the help of Sister Marion Davis in getting out my books. She gathers materials from my diaries, from my letters, and from the articles published in the papers. I greatly prize her faithful service. She has been with me for 25 years, and has constantly been gaining increasing ability for the work of classifying and grouping my writings." At another time, writing of Miss Davis's work, Ellen White explained, "She does her work in this way. She takes my articles which are published in the papers and pastes them in blank books. She also has a copy of all the letters I write. In preparing a chapter for a book, Marion remembers that I have written something on that special point, which may make the matter more forcible. She begins to search for this, and if when she finds it, she sees that it will make the chapter more clear, she adds it. The books are not Marion's productions, but my own, gathered from all my writings. Marion has a large field from which to draw, and her ability to arrange the matter is of great value to me. It saves poring over a mass of matter, which I have no time to do. Marion is a most valuable help to me in bringing out my books."